now back to Earlsford, almost back towards Redhill at the moment. Also busy on the A22 both directions in East Grinstead, Hastings, the A21, Settlescombe Road North as you're heading southbound on the Kent Street down towards the A2100. That's looking busy as well. Westcott to Dorking on the A25, you're queuing, and more queues now as well on the A272 at Newark as you're heading Uckfield bound. Any more updates, so keep them coming, 0345 607 1010. On FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio, this is Heart. 5 o'clock. Here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm James Hoxie. Two teenagers are due to be sentenced next month for murdering a woman and her daughter as they slept in Lincolnshire. The 15-year-old girl's been convicted of killing Elizabeth Edwards and 13-year-old Katie in Spalding in April. Her boyfriend admitted murder last week. They're thought to be Britain's youngest ever couple convicted of murder. A coachload of migrant and refugee families has left the so-called jungle camp in Calais before bulldozers move in to demolish makeshift homes there. Young children were among those who boarded the coach on the camp's fringe. Tess Berry from Heart from Calais Action Group is there now. She's just helped deliver around 5 vans worth of supplies donated in Brighton and London.
There's hardly any information about what's going to happen to people or what they've been given as an ultimatum. So I'd say the moving camp is probably very subdued, very quiet. Lots of people really unsure about what's going to happen next.
Masked robbers wearing balaclavas have forced their way into a family home in Worthing before threatening a couple with machetes. The two men stole hundreds in cash while the couple were watching television with their two young children in the next room. It happened on Sunday night in Ferry Road. The ongoing dispute between Southern Rail and the RMT Union could affect football fans tonight travelling to see the Brighton Wolves game at the Amex. Services going to Falmer have been affected with the emergency timetable in place. Members of the RMT Union walked out at midnight in a row over the role of conductors. And the government's confirmed the decision on expanding Heathrow or Gatwick airports will be made next week. Ministers who oppose the final choice will be allowed to express their personal views. Hot weather, dry and cloudy tonight, lows of 7, mainly dry and sunny tomorrow.
Weather.
With Hastings Adventure Golf. Now with new alfresco dining experiences.
Thank you, James.
This is Heart. From Global.
Just gone 5 o'clock. As rush hour's kicking in across Sussex and Surrey, I've got the travel news to keep me moving. Every 15 minutes and more music variety to turn up. Jason Drill on the way. And a chip of Prince that only got to number 25. Find out which one in just 3 songs' time.
This is Heart.